time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow. AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond. And by CDWG, people who get it.
Welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up, we'll talk with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Mids getting set to try and clinch the American Athletic Conference Western Division down at East Carolina on Saturday. We'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper about the offense as a whole. Not just Will Worth, it's the entire group that just continues to execute at a high level every week. And we'll talk with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson about the great challenge that is Zay Jones, the outstanding wide receiver for East Carolina, coming up this week. And we'll also give you a taste of the Brotherhood video from this week that chronicled some of the speeches that the players made on senior night before the senior game against Tulsa on Saturday. All that and more coming up right after this on the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
I was in a car accident yesterday, first time. My baby girl's okay, thank God. But it was really scary, you know? It was so loud and it happened so fast, I couldn't think straight. When I finally could, I just wanted someone to fix everything, you know? Like it never happened.
After an accident, choose Chesapeake Collision to get your vehicle safely back on the road and your life back to normal. Chesapeake Collision, your collision hero. 4 area locations. Learn more at ChesapeakeCollision.com.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. And you guys win again, 42-40. And you mentioned this way back at the beginning of the season. You knew throughout this year you were going to see great teams. Your division is loaded. I mean, top to bottom right now. It's a really, really good division of football. Any surprise at all with, A, what you've seen from that competition, and, B, your thoughts on the way your kids have handled their business in really tight situations against quality, skilled people and have found a way to win just about each time?
Well, what I found in the teams, you know, Mike Norvell at Memphis, they didn't skip a beat. You know, you figure with the coaching change that they'll drop off, they're still really good. Tulsa's much better.
Yeah.
They're good last year. They're at a different level now. You know, so obviously it's tough. You know, we know Houston, but it's like you said, Pete, it's a tough league. Proud of the way our guys are playing. Proud that they're battling to the end. You know, and to win close games, you got to do things. There's got to be some discipline and do things right. And just proud of the way our guys are playing.
You guys have had to call on your depth an awful lot this year, but you knew that. Going into a league like this, the game's going to be physical every single week. And a lot of these kids that were second, sometimes third, and sometimes not even appearing on a depth chart have come alive for you and made some contributions. We talk about it all the time, the value of recruiting good people, the way you all practice, it all seems to find a value for you at some point during the course of the year.
Yes, I mean, I think the blueprint, is invaluable, and we need it. You know, I think as you talked, I was thinking of one guy, Miles Swain, that really hasn't played. I thought he played really big and had some big runs and played physical. Daryl Bonner is a guy who was kind of, not in really in the three deep to start the season, not really in the playing rotation because of the depth of the A-backs, and he's been forced to play and playing really, really well. Those are the ones that just pop out of my head, just guys that come, Hudson Sullivan, he's done some really good things. Tyler Sales. So it's, Jared Ryan has come in and played. But you're going to have to do that because football is a physical game. People get hurt. It's a long season, and you have to be ready.
Guy, it's given you so much. Finally, a reward for him. Dyshon Romine finally gets into the end zone. And you can tell his teammates knew it at that point. You know what that guy's given to you for 4 years. Mm-hmm. He's played awfully strong. To see him finally get in, I know as a program, it looked like the entire program was happy for him on Saturday.
We all knew. The players all knew. The coaches all knew. You're just pulling for him. It seems like he's had so many runs or passes down at the two, down at the one, and run out of bounds. Just like, Daisha. So you're so happy for him because he's a great kid, great football player. I thought his opening kick kind of set the tone for the game. I mean, he's had a tremendous career for us.
You guys play another elite wide receiver this week. Shocker. You get somebody that's got a good skill player in Zay Jones. As Dale and I were talking, how do you make sure that you don't become so consumed with him that you allow the other guys then to potentially beat you? Because even though wins and losses-wise, it's been a struggle for the Pirates, they've got explosive people.
They had 5 turnovers last week, but they're moving the ball. They're moving the ball and scoring, and, they had 2 pick sixes that hurt them. And Coach Montgomery talking about that, but they can definitely move the football. Like you said, Jones is really, really good. We know he is. We've seen him before, unfortunately. Big hands. He's got his hand, anything that touches his hands, he catches. But it's like you said, it's like week in and week out. You're seeing explosive offenses, explosive players, great athletes, and it's part of the deal.
You know what is at stake this week, but how can you treat it like just another football game, or do you play that up saying, hey, one of our goals is within reach and attainable here with a big effort on Saturday?
To start off with, most of our talk's been on the preparation. I think these kids recognize, we'll have some discussion on it, but we won't make a big emphasis on it. The biggest emphasis is to go back to work, do what we've always done, make sure our preparation is clean and pure and thorough. Try to clean up mistakes that we had from last week and play a solid football game against them, this Saturday.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, mid still with at minimum 2 American Athletic Conference games remaining. East Carolina Saturday, following week at SMU. Don't forget, we'll find out Saturday night, early Sunday morning, when that game will be down in Dallas. A win in either of their last 2 games, and we know they'll play December 3rd. If they win them both, the American Athletic Conference championship game will be in Annapolis, as the Mids would host that championship game, especially if Temple wins out on the opposite side as well. So a lot to root for here for the Mids over the last couple of weeks of the season. And then, of course, it's the Army-Navy game in Baltimore, December the 10th, brought to you by USAA. We'll come back with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. You had to keep up with another potent offense on Saturday. Your kids did it. Just an amazing effort. As we were talking about with Coach a little while ago, to finally get Dyshon Romine into the end zone and to see the way his teammates reacted on his behalf. What was it finally like to see him cross the goal line with the ball in his hands?
It was huge. I mean, and if you don't really think about it, I don't think a lot of people didn't know that he had never scored before. A lot of long runs, a lot of big plays, but had never scored. So we talked about it this year. We joke about it. And sometimes this year, earlier this year, he had a chance to score, get to the 1 yard line. I said, man, you know what? He may not never score.
Right.
But the other day to me, I said, you know what? Senior day, it's probably going to be the day for him, And luckily enough, he scores. And also a little side note to that, it was pretty good deal. Someone kind of figured out he scored from 41 yards out. you know, Will McCaney's number.
Right.
And I mean, so it was, wow, it was kind of, it's kind of surreal.
Yeah.
You know, and all kind of came together. And he's probably the one that felt it the most when we lost Will, you know. So for him to score from 41 yards out, his first touchdown, man, it's pretty cool.
How do you get kids to focus? They know what the stakes are. Mm-hmm. But the strength of this team is just being able to compartmentalize every week, getting on with the next week and preparation. How do you get them to block out the stakes and just concentrate on what they have to do?
I mean, our focus is, for me, it's always on the offense, is just doing our job. Our job is to score points and possess the football. That's just what we want to do. It's not because of we're trying to protect our defense or anything. We just want to possess the ball and do what we do, you know. So we don't think too much about how big the game is as far as, you know, the implications of it. Let's just go out and play our game. Don't make a big deal of it so they can relax and just play. You know, this past weekend, the game was definitely a huge game, but our main focus was to go out and just, let's just do our job. Let's grind the clock. Let's possess the football and let's score points. And this week, it's going to be the same exact deal. You know, this is a huge game for us, but at the same time, you got to just kind of keep a clear mind, not put too much pressure on the guys. And hey, guys, let's just go out and do our deal. Let's execute. Let's take care of the football and have fun.
Go a little inside of the play caller. Mm-hmm. Lately, you all have been in a lot of third and four, third and three type situations. Mm-hmm. Mainly, you know, it's two plays to get four yards or two plays to get 3 yards.
Yes.
As a play caller, how fast are you potentially looking to the fourth down play that you might have to call in a situation like that?
I mean, it's once you get past the 50-yard line, we kind of know it's four down territory for us, you know. So you always have, you know, in your notes, your best fourth down calls, you know. So I'm always thinking, you know, don't want to get to fourth down at the same time, you know. If we're going to get there, have a play call ready. So it's already in the back of my mind. You know, when we started the drive, it was past the 50-yard line. Now it gets more and more to where I'm trying to dial in. But it's a quick process because Kenny, he'll make a decision right there. Hey, Ivan, so we cross four down territory. Okay, our play calls are there. And also the other guys know too. Again, they get it for so long, they all kind of know what we're going to call. It's the main thing. Hey, guys, make sure our fourth down guys are in there, our best players, our best blockers,
right.
so we can execute.
I was going to say, especially because you all will go unbalanced. Well, you're at an offensive lineman where Hawk will come into the ballgame.
Yes.
And 40 seconds, even though it seems on the surface like a long time, it's not really a long time to get all of that in there. I think that's part of the play calling that maybe people don't necessarily see out there, and part of that symphony that all of you guys, either you up in the booth or the guys down in the field, responsible for getting those personnel packages together.
Exactly. So, you know, it's something that we always practice on. We have a fourth down period during practice, and really our goal line package is our short yardage package.
Right.
It's kind of the same deal, you know. If we get on the goal line, we're going to bring in our backside jumbo tackle. Let's get Hawk ready, you know. So, but we have our base plays out of it, but now we have to maybe add a few things here and there. Again, we got to stop on fourth down, but, you know, there's always something that we'll sneak in, a pass or something like that, you know. But, again, it's just a way of life. It's our attitude. Our guys know what we're going to run. Just got to get down and get some movement up front.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper Midge going to East Carolina, loaded to try and win the American Athletic Conference Western Division crown. Boy, what a outstanding feather in the cap of this program that would be in just its second year in the American. They've only lost twice right now in the American Athletic Conference since joining. Congratulations to Navy Head Men's Cross Country Coach Al Cantello, named the United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Mid-Atlantic Region Coach of the Year, announced by the organization this week. Big Al in his 49th year at the helm, guiding Navy to a runner-up finish in the Mid-Atlantic Regional Meet in University Park, Pennsylvania, last Friday to earn one of two automatic bids to the NCAA tournament in the region. The Mids recorded a strong team finish, placing six of their seven runners in the top 25 and finished just 8 points shy of first place and 22nd-ranked Georgetown as the top team in the region. Congratulations to one of the great guys at the Naval Academy, Al Cantello. Coming up, defensive coordinator Dale Pearson and Brotherhood audio that you won't want to miss, I promise you. It's the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network.
Listen. Hear that? Well, neither can anyone else. It's what a couple hundred shipmates aboard a 300-foot Navy submarine sound like to those who threaten freedom on the seas. Designed by the world's strongest naval force to be neither seen nor heard, America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
Every Monday night starting September 12th, come to Buffalo Wild Wings and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Every week, one lucky fan will win a limo ride for them and five friends to and from Buffalo Wild Wings, $100 in free food.
Alcohol and tip not included.
And get to sit in the Best Seat in the House. Weekly winners will be invited to the grand finale on December 19th and put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes. A comfy X-Zip home theater recliner, food for your big game party, or a VIP sports getaway for two.
No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years or older. One entry per person per week only. Must be present to win.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, and Columbia. You have to be here.
I enlisted in the Army in 2005. I went to Iraq three times and Afghanistan once. I've been with the USA 6 years. You know, on a ranch, you have all kinds of damages that you never see coming. One day, I happened to leave the back door of my truck open. Cow bumped into it, pushed it all the way forward. 2,000-pound animal bumping into a little steel door creates quite a bit of damage. I actually use the app, take pictures of it right there for USAA, and they take care of the rest. Got a brand new door on there within a week. I'm Josh Eilers, and I'm a USAA member for life.
USAA Insurance, for the moments you never see coming. Call today to discuss your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set to travel to Greenville, North Carolina to take on East Carolina University with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. For you and your staff, I mean, I think any defensive staff just about in the country right now, with what's happening in this game, the explosive offenses, at some point, somebody always seems to come up with something. Just like on offense, we see a wrinkle, or on defense, we see a wrinkle. But is there anything down the road besides getting athletes to just match up with other athletes that defenses are going to be able to do, especially with, you look at the quality of the offenses in this league, is that basically what it's going to come down to at some point?
Yeah, unless somebody finds a magic potion. Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be athlete on athlete. You see more and more people, you know, having to play man-to-man. You know, you've got to match up some way. You've got to be able to keep people in the box and still play on the perimeter. And about the only way you can do that is some sort of matchup. So I think it's going to eventually get to that, you know. And again, the offenses are so explosive and so schooled. I mean, you know, guys start doing this in Little League.
Sure.
So, yes, you know, something is going to have to change, and that's probably it.
For his own personal confidence, he's been so close several other times during the year, but for Tyrus to finally get one to stay in his hands and get that big takeaway, how much do you think that does for a guy like that? He's been close several times, but finally able to make that big play for you on Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully that's a big confidence builder. He's, like you said, he's been really close. He had a couple of PBUs on Saturday. He's starting to really play well, and hopefully that just takes him – makes him that much more confident.
Jared Ryan did a nice job on a curl route, really closed well on the ball. You've had to use a lot of guys back there. I mean, weekly you all have had to move the shells around sometimes an awful lot. How difficult is that to do on the fly, especially against a team like Tulsa, like the South Floridas of the world, who spread you out the way they do?
It's hard because the kid is, you know, he's sitting on the bench and then all of a sudden he's going there and it's at lightning speed. The positive thing is that we get to practice a lot more people because of the number of reps that we get. Having two scout teams come at us, that's a gigantic benefit. If we were at a civilian school where you had one scout team, that'd be pretty even more drastic. But at least they're getting reps during the week.
This week, Zay Jones. You look at a guy that, I mean, let's face it, guys had 20-plus catches in a game. I mean, how do you match up against a young man of this quality?
Yeah, we're just going to have to know where he is all the time, and when we can get help, two people on him, we're going to try to do that. So he's really special. And again, if you do too much with him, they've got three other guys that can hurt
right.
You too. They've got a whole whole stock of really, really good receivers.
I was going to say, too, I mean, that there is a danger, I think, sometimes in that. If you've got one really standout player, like he does, gets a lot of the headlines, sometimes you do forget about those other guys. When you've watched them, you know, they've been a little bit up and down, but they do still have explosiveness seemingly on the offensive side every week. Hasn't mattered who's played quarterback at all for them.
No doubt. I mean, they have you know, again, serious speed. This might be the fastest group of wideouts that we've played, you know, counting all four or five of them. They can really run, and they're Again, they're well coached. They get you in space. The quarterbacks both have strong arms, and they can get it to them. So we just have to be smart and do our job and cover them the best we can cover them.
You guys have endured some injuries on the defensive side. There's no doubt. How does that affect practice and preparation? If a guy can't be on the field and actually go through the reps as opposed to just watching, even if he is maybe cleared to be able to play by Saturday.
Yeah, it makes it tough. A couple of weeks ago, both of our outside backers hadn't practiced at all. I think the first day they maybe ran around a little bit was on Thursday. So it makes it difficult because a lot of our guys, probably every player, needs reps. You need to be able to see it. Again, the positive is a lot of the teams we played are kind of the same, so they have at least played some live reps in prior games. So I think that helps them. But there's no doubt, without practice, it makes it difficult.
How big was that play Micah makes with his eyes, sees the quarterback back looking right at him and knows that he's probably not handing the ball off on that two-point conversion?
Yeah, that was giant. that was monstrous. He did a really nice job. Again, that's his job, is to check the quarterback. But down there on the goal line, it's real easy to jump inside and try to play the dive. And he was real disciplined, did a great job with his eyes, and that was a key play in the game.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson is getting set for East Carolina. Another great test for that Navy defense coming up on Saturday. Coming up, we'll tell you Navy volleyball headed for the Patriot League tournament in action this weekend at American. We'll share some very special comments from the Great Brotherhood video done by Jess Atkinson and the folks at Three Penny Films, just to give you a little taste of what it was like the night before Senior Day in Annapolis. If you've watched that Brotherhood video, there's not a dry eye watching it. We'll let you hear some of that special audio when we return right here on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. And welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids haven't lost on Senior Day since 2002. It's a powerful day. It's a powerful night. And for those that took part in it on Saturday to see Calvin Cass's mom not only be able to be there, with her ongoing battle with illness, but to get out of the wheelchair and to walk out there with her son on Senior Day, just an amazing touch to what is already a special day for the Navy football team and the seniors who get through the 4 years of being a student athlete at the United States Naval Academy. Some of the Brotherhood video from the other night, done by Jess Atkinson, the folks at Three Penny Films. You're the voices of defensive captain Daniel Gonzalez and running back Calvin Cass. Just to give you a little taste of senior night, the day before the Mids played Tulsa.
I have faith in every single one of you that you're going to play like a senior tonight, because that is the Brotherhood. Let's go, boys.
Normally, I feel like I'm decent with words, but I don't know what I'm about to say. So what happened with my mom after the Fordham game, it was like, she was just sitting in the stands cheering for me on Saturday, and then on Sunday I hear she in the hospital, and it's like, what am I going to do, you know what I'm saying? And it's y'all boys that kept me going, man, because I know that UConn game, I didn't want to practice, I didn't want to play. She ain't missed a game since I started playing football. And she wasn't in the stands, and I could feel that, and y'all could feel that. I did not want to play. I did not want to play. And just Coach Judge taking on me, Coach O'Rourke taking on me, the family taking on me, the brother, y'all parents taking on me, man. That's what we play for, man. We don't play for that name on the back of the jersey. We don't play for the stats. We don't play for the accolades. We play for each other.
To see the video in its entirety, go to NavySports.com. Navy Volleyball Patriot League semifinals coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock at American University. You've got all kinds of action, and you can check it out at NavySports.com. Gives you a complete schedule of what's going on the yard. Men's basketball is on the road at High Point. They'll be playing at the exact same time, 4 o'clock, as the Navy football team is in Greenville, North Carolina, taking on East Carolina Saturday. We're on the air just after 3 o'clock. Kickoff is set for just after 4 coming up on Saturday. Those of you that want to watch it and turn the down the TV sound and listen to Omar, Joe, Tim Murray, myself, Chuck Sapienza, you can watch it on ESPN News for your television enjoyment coming up on Saturday. Wrestling will be hosting the Navy Classic coming up this weekend. Action at the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse gets underway on Saturday at 10 a.m. Squash takes on Georgetown at 9:30. Hobart at 12 in Annapolis as well. That'll do it for this week's show. As always, we appreciate your patronage, appreciate your support of Navy Athletics. We'll be back again after the Thanksgiving holiday. Have a great holiday next week. If you're traveling, please do so safely and enjoy the time with your family. We know every moment is indeed precious. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks right here for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Allstate, proud sponsor of Navy football. It's good to be in good hands. By General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission. And by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy football.